Hello?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on right now?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, listen, man, we're going to be talking about what the best accessory exercise is right now, okay?
The best accessory exercise?
Yeah. What do you think the best accessory is?
That's very vague. Like, overall best, or, like, best for certain body parts, or...
Like, if you could only do one accessory exercise, fitness, okay, or in strength, so say strength and conditioning in general, what would it be?
Back squat.
Back squat?
Yep.
Yeah, I think, I definitely think that's probably one of my favorite, but, you know, why do you say the back squat?
It's really good at developing strength. It's really, if done right, it'll attach the nervous system. You can use it for hypertrophy. You can use it for strength building. You can develop back strength, core strength, leg strength. So it seems overall very demanding on the body, which is good. That's what you want when you exercise and lift weights.
I got you. So maybe we can lump into it like squatting in general, so like front squats, back squats, anything where you can load the bar up, Zerker squats, things like that. Could you lump all those into the mix?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so all right, well, so like things like bicep press downs, like maybe they're not not unimportant, but they are not the best accessory lift in your opinion.
If you made me pick one lift, it would be squatting.
Okay.
If I could pick a bunch of lifts, it would definitely include some things like bicep curls and things like that.
All right. Well, how many times a week would you squat, would you say? Like every day? I mean, once a week? What do you think?
It probably depends on the person, but I'd shoot for like two or three times a week. I mean, we squat every day without even realizing it. When we go to use the toilet, when we go to sit on the couch, when we go to sit on a chair, when we're eating dinner, we squat without even thinking about it. Subconsciously, we do it.
Yeah, I mean, those are all good points. Yeah, I mean, it's right up there with my favorite accessory lifts. I mean, other things, like just some, like, kind of runner-ups, bent over rows, either dumbbell, barbell, rowing is a big one for me. Things like Romanian deadlifts also sort of load the entire frame, the entire skeleton, if you must. You know, but I guess I'm in agreement here is that if I had to pick one, it would definitely be the back squat. So, or squatting in general. But I don't know. I thought that was something interesting. Hopefully, that the listeners may want to hear. I mean, I know a lot of people at our gym, they go, hey, we're squatting again, but. You know,
for the ninth day in a row, it's good for you. You need to squat.
It's good for you. All right, man. Well, listen, we're gonna wrap it up. Stay tuned for more episodes. All right, thanks, Mikey.
Yeah.